This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Winthrop High School boys hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And coach, congratulations on an opening win. You probably had the biggest margin of victory of all the schools on the North Shore who won on Wednesday. Congratulations on that, and tell me a little bit about that game and how you put this one in perspective.
We came out playing our game, which is what we preach to the kids. We always say if we play our game, especially starting the game on time, and we get our speed going and playing their end, and hopefully get the first goal, we can play with anybody. So, I always tell them I don't play records, we don't play reputations, we don't play the papers, we play the game. So we executed our game plan and we stayed at at a high level, and we were able to come away on top.
Well, your mantra this year has been get to three, and you again held the other team to two goals. So obviously that works. Tell me about the offense, because it looks like you had it flowing pretty well.
Yeah, Petey Silverman was been on a little bit of a different level right now. It's possible he's found another gear, which is pretty amazing. So Petey had a hat trick and I think three assists. Bob Corey had a couple, Holgerson. So our first line really did what they had to do. Goaltending, it was a tough game because of the shots, but he made the saves he had to, but he's looking sharp. And, everybody else just has to do their job, which they did. So, again, team defense leads to good offense, and hopefully we can just capitalize on our on our chances.
Did you get some of the other kids who don't get a lot of ice time? Did they get into the game?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, we were able to, after the second period, basically really roll four lines. So then I sat the first line in the third period. And, other guys were able to get a lot of ice time.
Oh, that's
great. It's good for morale.
Oh, yeah. Now, I have to ask you, Dale, you guys, you're perennially on top. Perennially, that's not easy for me to say, but traditionally, the culture in Winthrop is solid in all athletics. When you have a team on a roll like this, especially with a kid like Petey Silverman, second year at the top at that level, and you win that first round with a big goal differential, you want to have the kids be confident, but you want, I'm sure you don't want them to be cocky. So how do you do something in practice to balance that, or just keep it going like it's going?
Well, I'm not the guy that's going to let things go. So, it's nice to have practice with pace. It's nice to do things, but, you can't let things creep in. And I always, from talking to Mike Luzioni, spending as much time as we do, he said the hardest practice he ever had was the day before the Finland game, the gold medal game. A game you would have thought, you're coming off beating the Russians, you're on a high. But he knew what was around the corner. He knew the ramifications of being too high and coming out and maybe not playing and not even meddling. So Herb, he said to Herb, was as ornery and as tough and as in people's faces as he ever was. So, every game brings something different, but in single game elimination, there's no tomorrow. So if you're not playing your best, and if your team's not mentally ready to go, and they're a little, complacent or a little high in themselves, then that's where you lose. So right. I'm harder when we win than when we lose. So I don't let them get too high, trust me.
Oh, I believe you. Oh, God, I believe you. And that's a great story. Especially coming from someone like Mike Ruzioni and Herb Brooks, my God, that's tremendous. I hope your kids forever and ever appreciate that connection.
Oh, they do. They do. And Michael's so great. He's subtle. He only offers it when he sees it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he's just Coach Mike. But he's like E.F. Hutton. When he speaks, people listen. And especially me. you know, I've learned an awful lot from him just by being with him. So, no, he's the perfect guy to have, you know, especially when I'm going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been a great combination. He's been great with the kids over the years.
Winthrop High School hockey, my goodness. All right. You have Hudson on the horizon on Saturday, and that is at the Larson once again. You know, what's it mean to have a couple of home games, too, in the tournament, Coach?
Oh, it's amazing. Never had it before, you know, until last year. And it's great because, you know, the whole town's been coming. Student section's been unbelievable. It just gives you that, you know, that extra guy on the ice sometimes. You know, it's just a confidence thing, but the whole town's into it. It's awesome. And listen, we've got to be ready to go. This is the round we lost in last year, and we've talked about it, you know, elephant in the room and how we got to get by it, and especially mentally. So tomorrow's a huge, huge pivotal game. And once again, if we play our game, we'll be fine.
Okay. What time is that game, Coach?
2:00.
2:00 at the Larson.
Yep.
Well, Dale, thank you. Great story. I really appreciate it. I know our listeners will. And good luck. We'll talk again.
Always, Rick. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. Dale Dunbar, who is the Winthrop High School boys hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.